98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. He played tackle in the NFL for more than a decade. Max Starks. Max Starks. Maximum Football. Maximum Football. With Doug and Wolf.
Please welcome, from the University of Florida, tackle Max Starks.
We do it every Tuesday with Max Starks. And we do it for an hour unless Max is celebrating fall break with his kids.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And then we just interrupt his entire fall break vacation with a quick, beautiful part of the program. Hopefully the kids are okay with this, Max.
No, the kids are fine. They're actually being independent and showering on their own. So this is good.
Congratulations.
Okay, so you're not at Disneyland or anything, Max? Is that what you're saying?
No, we are not. We are in Sedona. We're God's country.
Oh, that's nice. And plenty of places to be socially distant there.
Go to the Cowboy Club, and that's not payola.
I see.
Hey, Cowboy Club was amazing last night.
There it is right there.
Look Max. At that. Wolf World Traveler in the state of Arizona alone. Max, we have been going on a debate. Before we tell you where I am siding or where Wolf is siding, we accept, A, you can't replace Chandler Jones, but B, how do you replace Chandler Jones? Who are you calling if you're Steve Keim? Who are you choosing first if you're Cliff Kingsbury and Vance Joseph? And who do you expect to step up?
Well, I mean, yeah, like you said, you can't replace Chandler Jones. I think that you have to, you know, get a committee. I mean, I think Vance, this is where we get to see Vance Jones's creativity with creating more blitz pressure, with trying to use a little bit more of slant dogs in the middle. I think you've got to figure out creative ways of applying pressure more so than you have. And, you know, if I'm thinking, I mean, there is a guy I think that comes with these airwaves that would be a guy who could fill in last minute that looks to be in shape. But I digress. I think that's where you kind of have to be. I think you've got to be creative, and listen, whoever's not on a practice squad and available, you've got to kind of look at some people. I mean, I would say, you know, my thing is I wouldn't be surprised if Zoe gets a call.
Okay.
You know? Just because Zoe has that capability and skills, and he's local, you know.
I was going to say this. I was going to say, how long would it take you to get back in shape, ready to ball? How long would it take you, Max?
Let's see. I would need a month.
Okay.
I would need a month. Yeah.
How long would it take Zoe, do you think, to be ready to go?
A week and a half.
There you go. A week and a half. I love it.
Yeah. Zoe, because I'm 6 years removed. He's a couple months removed. Mm-hmm. He's only a pandemic removed.
So you'd do it you'd be ready in a month. Okay.
Yeah. It would take at least a month. I mean, just to physically get myself beat up enough that I have callusing. Because I finally exfoliated all of that over these last 6 years.
I can't believe you're actually you're being serious about this, right? You're being serious.
Yeah, I'm being serious.
Yeah. Let's get this done. I'm all in.
I love that, Max. Yeah,
exactly. Listen. I could go out there and rumble with some guys. Listen, it's not going to be beautiful, but I know I could bring physicality on the run game. I know that's my one brand I still have left in me. The technique and finesse off the edge as a left tackle, that's gone. I mean, I would have to come in and be a bona fide right tackle that's there to just collapse sides.
Like it.
I could do that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're talking to two-time Super Bowl-winning offensive lineman and good friend of the show, Max Starks. Max, I want you to hear this and see if you're thinking the same thing I am. This is a day where Wolf was out, Zoe was filling in for Wolf, and we had our first conversation with Steve Keim as part of our regular Fridays. And Steve, when I told him that he's talking to Lorenzo Alexander, said,
23 years in the National Football League, and I can tell you this, there is nobody that I admire and respect more than Lorenzo Alexander. He is a guy who, to me, epitomizes class, integrity, and is a true gentleman. So great to talk to Zoe again. Miss you, Zoe.
So I play you that. I give you another fact that TJ Ward's been out for a long time, and he had no problem giving him a call and working TJ Ward out and even signing him. So with those two pieces of fact, Max, I ask you to guess. Do you think Steve Keim has talked to Lorenzo Alexander?
I would say you would be ridiculous not to. If you've been in this game for 23 years and respect him so much and you know he's around the corner because he's doing local radio shows, mm-hmm. I would most definitely think that after the Chandler Jones injury and knowing the extent of it, that you have to kick the tires. It costs you nothing. Zoe doesn't live that far from the Tempe facility. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, Zoe, after you drop the kids off, why don't you swing by for a little workout? Just want to see what you got.
Amen.
I'm totally with you on that one right there. Max, talk about the game itself against the New York Jets. Some of your takeaways. What were your top two, three takeaways?
Top two or three, Kyler got in the zone. Kyler got back to what we've expected of him. You know, in the first two games of this season, he rebounded from two bad games and had a really good showing. I think that was my first takeaway. I was also pleasantly surprised to see the run defense actually make an appearance again. That was another thing I enjoyed seeing, because you knew that you had a team that was going to try and establish the run game, because you're putting in Joe Flacco, replacing your starting quarterback, your quote-unquote franchise quarterback. I don't agree with it, but that's how they view it. And so you knew the run was going to be important for the Jets. And I thought they did a great job against Le'Veon and Frank Gore, really neutralizing those guys and not letting them get off or control the game. And I thought a lot of the play design, they were creative in their play design. And, I mean, and let's face it, DeAndre Hopkins is an absolute monster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that catch in the end zone, that one-handed catch with the dude holding his arm, and you still figure out a way to put your body in position to make that catch. I mean, D-Hop is just he's insane. I don't even know who can guard him, really. But I think that was probably my main takeaway from the game, and they looked in control the entire game. Like, that's the other thing. They didn't look flustered. They didn't look rattled trying to figure out how to play the game, whereas they kind of looked a little wide-eyed, you know, in that Carolina game and in the Detroit game, and trying to figure out, okay, what do we need to do to get a victory? They went out and they were the aggressor. They were the ones that initiated the tempo and controlled the way the flow of the game went. And it was never out of reach for them. So I think that was something that was a comfort to see, where you see, okay, this team gets it. They're all on the same page, and they're executing the game plan. I thought that was one of the main things that really stuck out for me.
Max Starks, Super Bowl-winning offensive lineman, every Tuesday, Maximum Football. Max, I'm not even asking you to predict the game itself of Monday Night Football coming up, but which way do you lean on the Cowboys? That they will be incredibly galvanized and go out there with a spirit and urgency that's just unmatched in honor of Dak? Or do you think the emotions of the week are just too much and they just aren't going to be able to come out with enough passion and fire?
Well, I think this might be a little bit more galvanizing. I mean, the biggest thing the Cowboys suffer from is I think it's first half fatigue, right? They perform so poorly in first half, and then it's like, and then there's an onslaught in the second half because they're like, oh crap, we're behind. We need to do something. Hey, Zeke, are you still there? Okay, good. All right, go run roughshod. Okay, Gallup, Cooper, you guys still on the roster? All right, cool. We'll find you. We forgot your number for like a half or 30 minutes. Mm. That's where I think you're going to really see, because when Andy Dalton came into the game after Dak, he went straight to security blanket mode. You know, Gallup was a guy he felt comfortable with. Schultz was a guy he felt comfortable with. You didn't really see Amari Cooper too much, but I think with a week of practice, you'll see a little bit more from Amari Cooper and Andy Dalton. But I think that's how they're going to come. I think they're actually going to come out and try and be motivated for this, because Dak's not there, and none better. Andy Dalton wants to prove that he, you know, is A, not a backup, and he took this backup deal for 1 year to prove himself, took a prove-it contract, and he wants to be a starter somewhere. So I think he's got a lot to prove. So I think he's going to try and come out and motivate this team to be good, because, I mean, they're talented offensively. Defensively, there's still a question mark there.
Mm-hmm.
their secondary is not what you think it is, and the pass rush is okay, but it puts a lot of stress on that secondary, and you know that you can see. I mean, they give up wide receiver yards like they're Cupid tickets, waiting for somebody to get a prize. I think they're going to try their best. I think offensively they could hang with the Cardinals, but defensively I don't think they can give much attrition. So I think this will probably be an affair that will be a lot more high scoring than we're expecting. But I think this is one that the Cardinals should circle on there and say, hey, we can win this because their defense offers a lot of options to us, and they don't do well against mobile quarterbacks.
Let's get it done.
Max, say hello to everybody in Uptown, okay?
All right, will do, will do. I mean, do you want me to put on the big curly handlebar mustache for you?
No, I don't. Just go to the Cowboy Club once again, man. Peace and strength.
Sorry, Max.
All right, guys, y'all take care.
Absolutely.